Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Exit Like a Winner by Edward Volaitis is a practical business and entrepreneurship guide focused on one of the most consequential moments in an owner's journey selling a company. Drawing on the author's background as an M&A advisor and leader of an advisory firm, the book targets founders and long-term operators, especially those with companies in the lower middle market, often described as businesses valued up to about $25 million. Its purpose is to help owners avoid common exit mistakes such as reacting to unsolicited offers under preparing the business, or entering negotiations without a clear personal and financial plan. A distinctive element noted in descriptions and reviews is its structure. It alternates between storytelling and direct advice, using realistic fictional scenarios to make the process relatable while still teaching the mechanics of readiness, buyer outreach, negotiation, and closing. Beyond transaction steps, the book highlights the emotional dimension of exiting, encouraging owners to ask tough questions so they can protect both wealth and legacy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, exit readiness starts long before a buyer appears. A central message of the book is that a strong outcome is rarely accidental. Volaitis frames the sale process as something owners should prepare for well before they feel ready to leave. Instead of waiting for a tempting inbound inquiry, the book emphasizes deliberate readiness, clarifying goals, timing, and what a successful transition looks like for the owner and the business. This approach addresses a common pattern in closely held companies where founders are consumed by operations and postpone planning until an external trigger forces a decision. The book positions readiness as both practical and personal. On the practical side, it encourages owners to view the company through a buyer's lens, because buyers pay for transferability and reduced risk, not for the founder's sacrifice. On the personal side, it challenges owners to confront what they want after the sale, since uncertainty about identity, purpose, and lifestyle can lead to hesitation or poor decisions at the negotiating table. And by treating readiness as a process, not a last-minute checklist, the book aims to reduce regret and improve the odds of a controlled, on-purpose exit. Secondly, avoiding the unsolicited offer trap and other costly missteps, the book warns that unsolicited interest can feel flattering and convenient, but it can also steer owners into a weak negotiating position. One of the recurring cautions in public descriptions is the risk of leaving money on the table or losing control of the legacy by engaging the first interested party without preparation and competitive tension. Volaitis highlights how first-time sellers can underestimate the complexity of deal-making and overestimate the simplicity of a letter of intent, especially when emotions and urgency enter the picture. The guidance is not framed as anti-buyer, but as pro-process owners should understand the stages of a sale, the information they will be asked to provide, and the consequences of revealing too much too soon or accepting terms they do not fully understand. The book also stresses the importance of asking tough questions, which helps owners spot mismatches between what they want and what a buyer is likely to do after closing. By foregrounding these pitfalls, the book aims to help owners keep leverage, protect value, and avoid a deal that looks good on the surface but disappoints in the final economics or post-sale reality. Thirdly, understanding the end-to-end M&A journey from buyers to closing, Exit Like a Winner is presented as a guide through the full arc of selling a business, from early planning through negotiation and closing. The book introduces the process in a way intended for founders who may be encountering M&A mechanics for the first time, preparing for a sale, identifying potential buyers, managing discussions, and navigating the late-stage push toward completion. This end-to-end perspective matters because the outcome is shaped by many linked steps, not just the final negotiation session. Owners who only focus on price can miss how structure, timing, and execution risk affect what they actually keep and how the transition unfolds. The book also draws attention to the reality that selling a business is both a transaction and a relationship, requiring communication, patience, and disciplined decision-making. Its storytelling plus advice format is designed to make these stages feel less abstract, connecting the logistics of diligence and deal progress to the real anxieties and pressures owners face. Overall, the book positions process literacy as a competitive advantage. When owners know what is coming, they can prepare, stay calm under pressure, and make choices consistent with their goals. Fourthly, the emotional side of exiting and the psychology of decision-making. A distinctive theme in reviews and audio descriptions is that the book treats the sale of a company as an emotional event, not only a financial one. Many founders have deep identity ties to the business and strong feelings about employees, customers, and community impact. Volaitis acknowledges that these attachments can influence negotiations in unpredictable ways, such as second-guessing, sudden defensiveness, or accepting terms to avoid discomfort. The book encourages owners to recognize these pressures early so they can separate temporary emotion from long-term interests. It also emphasizes that clarity comes from asking hard personal questions: what the owner needs financially, what they want their life to become after the sale, and what they want to protect as part of their legacy. By legitimizing these concerns, the book differentiates itself from purely technical deal manuals that focus only on valuation and legal structure. The goal is to help owners stay grounded and intentional during a period that can be thrilling and destabilizing at the same time. This emotional intelligence lens supports better outcomes because owners who anticipate the psychological strain are less likely to sabotage a deal or agree to something that conflicts with their values. Lastly, protecting wealth and legacy through disciplined negotiation and transition thinking. Volates presents the exit as a chance to harvest the wealth embedded in years of work, while also shaping what happens to the company afterward. The book aims to help owners avoid outcomes where value is lost through rushed decisions, weak preparation, or negotiating without a clear view of what matters beyond price. Public summaries point to both tactical and emotional traps, suggesting that discipline is required to reach closing on terms that truly serve the owner. In this framing, negotiation is not only about getting a higher number, it is about aligning deal terms with the owner's priorities, timing, and tolerance for risk. The book also links the sale to the owner's next chapter, encouraging a transition mindset rather than treating the closing date as the finish line. That helps owners think more holistically about what a win looks like, including personal satisfaction and the continuity of the business, not merely the fact of a transaction. By combining practical guidance with legacy-oriented thinking, the book positions the exit as a strategic life decision. For owners who have never sold a company before, that broader perspective can prevent costly surprises and post-sale regret. In conclusion, Exit Like a Winner is best suited for entrepreneurs, owner-operators, and closely held business founders who are considering a sale in the foreseeable future, as well as those who simply want to run their company in a way that keeps an eventual exit optional. It is especially relevant to lower middle market owners, including those frequently described as operating businesses valued up to about $25 million, who may not have previously navigated a formal M&A process. Readers benefit from a guided view of what selling entails, from readiness and buyer search through negotiation and closing, paired with reminders to manage the emotional weight that often accompanies stepping away from a life-defining enterprise. Practically, the book can help owners anticipate pitfalls like reacting to unsolicited offers, underestimating complexity, or letting short-term emotion distort long-term choices. Intellectually, it reframes an exit as a multi-stage strategy rather than a single event. What helps it stand out in a crowded business exit category is the combination of actionable advisory perspective with a narrative approach that makes the lessons easier to absorb. And remember, by acknowledging both mechanics and mindset, it positions a successful exit as one that protects wealth, supports legacy, and enables a satisfying next chapter. If you would like to support Edward Volates, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.